Test 1, 2. 1, 2. Give me a test.
All right. Check 1, 2.
Oh,
1, 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I can tell that.
Okay.
Chris Lorton here, and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Well, I've got with me a guest today. He's been on a microphone quite a bit over the years. Mark Harmon. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well, Chris.
Yeah, Mark. So you're into real estate and the auction business and into music?
Yeah, a little bit of all three of those for sure.
Yeah, and you're a family man.
Yep. Got a family, got four kids. Wife, four kids, yeah.
I've got four kids. Well, you got boys or girls?
I've got three girls and one boy. Cora's 12 and Della is 10, and then the twins are 7, I believe. So boy and girl twins. So.
Cool. I'm a twin myself.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, boy and a girl. So.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah. And your wife?
Laura, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet?
She actually grew up just right down the road from me, so not too far away. I didn't have to wander too far from the house, for sure.
Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up Fosterburg area, between Alton and Fosterburg, off of Vonneman Road, Harris Lane, right there, not too far outside of Alton.
Okay. And went to Alton High School?
Went to Alton High, yeah.
And then what happened when you graduated from school? Did you go to college? Or
no, I didn't. When I graduated from high school, I was pretty well already set up at the auction house, auctioneering, and of course going and meeting people, picking up estates, furniture, household, that kind of thing. So you were
working in the family auction business as you were growing through grade school and high school?
Since I could carry a couch out of a house, I was going along after school and picking stuff up, helping Dad with the auction.
Okay, well, what's your dad's name?
Mike Harmon.
Yeah. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yep, I had my brother Jeff, who's a year or two younger than me, and then my brother John, who's a few years younger than him. So I'm the oldest, so it was Mark, Jeff, and John.
Okay, so your dad, he started the auction business years ago?
My dad and his dad started it together in, I believe it was 90, or yeah, about that time, around 90. They bought the old Shipman Lumber Yard, which was the Shipman Lumber.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they had bought it and as 50-50 partners and rehabbed several different parts of the buildings and then started having auctions there weekly.
So were they experienced in auctioning?
My dad had auctioneered since he was a little kid. They did a lot of cattle and stuff, and Dad always practiced auctioneering. And my grandpa had told him, hey, if there's something you ought to do, you probably ought to do some auctioneering. You're not too bad at it and could probably do that. And then that's exactly kind of how it played out.
Uh-huh.
So they did the auction together, and from the first year they opened the auction house in Shipman, they did weekly auctions, and they also had bluegrass shows through the winter months. Every month, every first Saturday of the month, they'd have a bluegrass music show in the hall. So
you guys grew up playing music too?
We also grew up playing music. So when we wasn't in school as kids, we were either playing music or we were doing something that would be with the auction, which there was nothing more depressing than be standing at the back of the school waiting for the bus, knowing you're going home, and then Dad's truck pull up by where the bus line was, and then you knew that you were not going home. You were going to load furniture somewhere for the auction.
Well, I've did a little bit of furniture moving myself in that my family's in the furniture business for a while. And there's a knack to moving couches.
There is. A little bit of a knack to it. Yeah.
So music-wise, did your dad was... Mom, or both of them?
The music started out as my dad and my Aunt Lori and my Uncle Dave, which everybody always called him Bull. So it was those three, and they were called the Harmon Trio.
Yeah.
And they started playing as teenagers, young kids, and they played like the Bethalto Homecoming and different things in the area.
What kind of music?
All bluegrass.
Okay.
Bluegrass and gospel music. And that's how it got started out. My family originated from Virginia, is where the...
Mine too.
The Hilton and Harmon family that had married together, my great-grandpa and grandma. And music was heavy out there. I mean, everybody either strummed a banjo, had a mandolin or a parlor guitar sitting in a house. So when my great-grandma and grandpa came to Illinois and then had, of course, my grandpa and his sisters everybody, music was very...
Was that the early 1900s, maybe?
No, that was in the actual 30s and 40s is when they came this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Explain to the listeners the difference between bluegrass. How does bluegrass differentiate from a lot of other music?
Well, there's, of course, country, folk, bluegrass. There's a lot of different ways that it originated. You know, in the early 1800s, you had a lot of different, I would say, early American folk music, maybe. And I'm there'll be people out there listening to this that would say, well, you're absolutely incorrect, which is fine, I guess. But
yeah, coming, our, hey, it's our story.
That's right. Hey, we're the ones with the microphones here. We can say whatever we want.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah. So, you know, bluegrass wasn't the very beginning, but there was different... of course, gospel played a big part of it, but you'd have a mandolin and a guitar. You'd have a small combo set of instruments through the early days of American music. And then bluegrass came out of that.
Just from the music, the instruments that they used.
Yeah, instrumentation, of course, mandolin, banjo, guitar, mm-hmm. bass. But nothing, bluegrass was really not bluegrass until Bill Monroe took it and had Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And that's kind of where bluegrass started.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right. And, you got your band, you have a family band. Who's all in the family band?
So as growing up, of course, we had my dad and mom also sings too. And my brothers played. Now, the band has changed over the years. You know, everybody's gotten so busy or changed different paths. But as of right now, we still have me and my brother John, who plays the mandolin and plays about everything, but mandolin's what he plays on stage. My cousin Wyatt Harmon plays uh-huh. the bass. And then we have a husband and wife team, which I grew up with. Her playing the fiddle. She's from actually Redbud, Illinois. So when we were teenagers in high school playing quite a bit, she would come play. Her name is Karina Logston, and she married a fella, and he plays the banjo. So that's what makes our band up now, is Jeremy and Karina playing the banjo and fiddle, Wyatt, my cousin, playing the bass, and my brother John playing the mandolin, and I play guitar.
Now, so, do you sing as well?
Yes, we all sing. Yeah, all sing? Instrumentation and sing. Mm-hmm.
Do you have? Do you do any originals?
Or
you
no, do... we don't really do any original. Well, I will say that some of the songs that we've done through the past years, friends that are songwriters have written, and we've picked up and did. Of course, we promised them that, you know, there wouldn't be a lot of royalties coming their way from us doing their songs.
Well, but... you never know. Hey, we're going to get you on the local vocal show here. And when you get on that, great things will happen.
Well, big things. Yes.
Big things, mm-hmm. yes. So the back to the auction business. You had your dad and brother, or your uncle and your dad, bought the...
Dad and grandpa purchased the Shipman Lumberyard.
Okay. And you eventually bought another auction house.
Later on down the line. Yeah, we bought Hilltop in Alton. It's been there since 1937, and we purchased it about 6 years ago. And we have sales weekly there also.
Weekly sales.
Yeah, and so what we do is we run every Tuesday night in Shipman, we have an auction, mm-hmm. and then every other Thursday we have an auction at Hilltop in Alton.
So what kind of items do you people bring?
Well, we have people that bring stuff, but mostly what is our stronghold is that we pick up two or three estates a week, where my brother and a crew of guys goes out, picks everything up at the house, takes it back to the auction house. And we do a couple of those each week. Yes. And then along with, we will have usually 50 to 60 consigners in a week as well.
Is that like people pass away and they have a house full of food?
Or yeah. A house full of furniture? Pass away, divorce, that situation. Oh, okay. I mean, just about some people downsizing. You know, with the real estate company, which we'll get to that here pretty soon, but yeah. With Tarrant and Harmon Real Estate, we have a lot of situations where the house is selling and the people are moving and they need stuff picked up and taken to the auction house as well. And we offer that service.
I see. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Mark Harmon with me with Tarrant and Harmon Real Estate, also the Harmon Auction Company and the Hilltop Auction Company and the Harmon Bluegrass Band. So You are very busy.
A little bit of everything. That's right.
Uh-huh. Now, do your kids, are they part of the auction business and the real estate business? And are they playing music as well?
Well, with them, they show interest in just about all aspects of it.
Of everything?
I have everything. Cora, she's 11, and she's got to where in the office at the auction, she's counting back change to people, which blows people's mind. I mean, nobody can hardly ever count back change.
You can't. I can't. None of these young people count change back.
And she's 11, and she'll count it back. So she likes doing office work. The kids love music. They all, in fact, which I guess we'll be talking about the show coming up January 11th in Godfrey at Lewis and Clark Community College, they all are going to be doing a song this year.
Oh,
which they have in the past. Yeah, they all sing and play a little bit too. So
do they perform, have their own band?
They'll just come out and spotlight, do a little of a song each while we're on stage together as a family. So
okay. So how about the real estate business and the auction business? Do those work hand in hand?
They do work very much hand in hand. The phone rings at both places for both. So I can be sitting at the real estate office and there'll be a call come through. Hey, this person's calling. I didn't know where to get call, so they called here, but they've got personal property they need to sell. And I'll be sitting at the office in Shipman, and it'll be somebody that calls with a real estate thing. So it usually, no matter where I'm sitting, somebody can find me.
Yeah, and that combination of being able to sell a property and sell the furniture and everything in it.
Well, it relieves a lot of stress off of somebody who's going to be making one of the biggest moves of their life with one of their biggest assets of their life. And I can come in and help them sell the real estate. We can make a plan for what they're going to keep, what they're not going to keep, what the auction house will pick up and take out of there for them. And it makes it very seamless.
Yes. How about real estate today? Do you handle, I know you handle, how far out do you go?
Well, as far as our real estate company goes, the entire state of Illinois and Missouri now. So we stretch out very far. We've got about 60 brokers. And I know Travis has been on the show here with you before and did some explaining of that, which Travis is the managing broker for Tarrant and Harmon. But we're spread out very far and can handle just about anything that somebody throws at us. So.
That's good. And you get quite a few people employed, right?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does your wife help in the real estate too?
No, my wife doesn't. We also, of course, so we don't have any downtime.
No downtime.
Yeah. We also have some cows and a farm at home. And she does kids, helps with farm stuff. And so we don't like to have any downtime. We like to stay busy all the time.
Yeah, my chin is dropping. just so you know, I'm like, whoa, dude.
Not a whole lot of cows, but enough to keep us busy. So,
yeah, that sounds crazy. So as an auctioneer, you have to go to school or something, or you just picked it up naturally?
Well, you do have to, in the state of Illinois, you do have to carry a auctioneer's license through the state. And I did, of course, take the test for that and got my state license. But no, I never did go to a school for it. I kind of started auctioneering when I was 16 there at the auction house. And that's about it. I just kind of learned standing there at the table selling. So,
I understand you have to kind of get a chant or a rhythm going or something.
Well, you do.
Or how do you do? What's going on in your mind on that?
Well, when you're first, you really have to know how to count, which I thought was going to rule me out real quick as far as being an auctioneer, but I finally made it through and was able to count high enough.
Count high enough.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just kind of just naturally picked it up and started doing it.
You're looking at the crowd. Right? Uh-huh. I mean, you're the one eyeballing the crowd, or you have other people spotting for
you? Well, there's other people that spot, too, but we do a lot of selling at the actual table or at the item that we're at. We have a stage, too, that we sell from sometimes, but typically we're on the ground at the crowd level selling, and as I sell, I can hand it out or whatever.
Okay. So, how many people will you get at the auction house in Shipman?
In Shipman, it is nothing for us to have between 300 and 500 people there on a Tuesday night. And there are some nights, special nights, where we have guns or mechanics tools or stuff like that they'll be pushing 700 people there. Like the
Yeah. And I guess you got to sell them some food and drinks too, don't
you? We have a little concession stand where they can get a hot dog and a soda, but we really don't want them eating. We want them out there buying is what we want, Chris.
Now, do the kids run this concession stand?
The kids, they like to help in just about any spot they can when they're there. So, okay. Yeah.
Okay. When you're auctioning, all right, you repeat the price, you keep repeating the price, right? You know, you're going 50-50, 50-50, and you got your eyes peeled out, and you're looking, and here's something, and then it's back, and you go in increments of whether it be
$5 or $10 increments,
and then it's once, twice, sold.
So I sometimes give a 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Oh, you do? So what else would you do?
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes you can look around and ask the same price a couple times and say sold. You don't have to say going once, going twice.
But, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I remember being in an auction out at Hazel Dell, and they were selling some of the paintings and furniture and stuff. And there was this one painting that I really wanted. It was old. And it was a picture of a girl, which reminded me of one of my girls. And I wanted it, and there's this lady, she wanted it too, right? And so we started bidding, and I could tell right away that she was going to fight to the end.
Oh, I hate when that happens as an auctioneer.
Well, so then what I decided to do was I let her get it, buy it. Mm-hmm. And then after she bought it, which is maybe kind of mean, I don't know, but I walked up, and her husband was standing there, and I go, I'll give you a $100 more than what you paid for that picture. And her husband said, oh, honey, you have to sell this. And she ended up selling it to me for an extra $100. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, honey, you got to sell it.
Did you pay the auctioneer his commission for the extra $100 that you threw on top of it since you quit bidding?
I don't think I did.
Well, that's all right. That happens.
Yeah, I mean, it was a resale.
Okay, all right.
Before we run out of time, let's talk
We had at least a couple hours here of radio time, but that's all
right. Well, we'd have to go a few episodes for that.
Okay.
Well, we could do that.
Well, I can come back another time. Yeah.
We could do that as well. But tell us about the show you're putting on at the Hathaway Hall.
Yep. So Lewis and Clark has the Hathaway Hall theater area there. My dad's had shows there for, this will be our 48th year.
Really?
Yeah, 47th or 48th, one of those two. Nobody really knows at this point in time. Everybody's kind of, is this the 47th or the COVID threw that off?
Yeah, right.
Kind of wondered whether year we're on, but it is close to that. We're kind of shooting for 50 years of it. We're hoping to get another couple years of music there.
So what happens? Tell me about it.
So, you know, it seats about 900 and something people, and typically it usually sells out every year.
Really?
So it's us and another band always. Yeah. The band who's coming along with us this year is the Cox Family. They are from Louisiana, and they just do a wonderful job. They're going to be there playing after us. We'll open the show first, play for about an hour, and then they'll come out and play. And typically we'll do one great big grand finale at the end, both bands will. Together, which is usually pretty, everybody always really likes that.
Yeah.
The tickets are $20 a piece. We are selling them in advance, but there will be tickets at the door, I would imagine, this year also, if anybody's interested. And my aunt handles the tickets. My aunt Lori does.
Yeah.
And her number, of course, is 618-259-0995. And if anybody's interested in tickets, they can call and get those ahead of time.
Can they go online anywhere and get tickets?
We don't have it set up for online, but
you could always call the office and get the number again.
Yep, you can do that. And, of course, my mom and dad also sell them also. And their number is 618-278-4422. And so, my mom, Stacy, has those.
And this is going to be a night of bluegrass music.
Bluegrass and gospel music, yeah.
Bluegrass and gospel. Yeah. What's the difference between bluegrass? Well, I guess gospel.
We're doing gospel music with bluegrass instruments. But both types of music.
Okay. Yeah, gospel music's pretty cool.
Well, hey, you know, we do gospel music, but I always throw out both bluegrass and gospel because, you know, bluegrass music It could have some pretty hard, nasty killing songs in it, too.
Oh, it
from
can?
The mountain. Oh, yeah. A lot of them folks in the mountains, they only knew one way to straighten everybody out, and sometimes that was death. So yeah. Some of them old bluegrass songs have that in. So that's why I have to say that we do both types, bluegrass and gospel music, because you don't want anybody just thinking that it's just one type.
Right. That's right. Well, that sounds pretty cool. And the fact that you're going to get, that you could get 900 people to attend, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. And this is going on in the 48 years.
A lot of the same people come back every year?
Well, the crowd has changed since then. You know, in 48 years, when it used to sell out, some of those people were 50, 60, 70 years old that were coming. So, you know, 48 years later, the whole crowd has changed pretty much. I would imagine there's probably not too many people that have made it to all 48 years around.
How do you advertise that? How do you get that out there?
Typically just with doing something like this with you, which is one of the greatest ways to advertise stuff. Since you're sitting here in front of me on the air, I want to make sure I give a good push for you here being on the radio. But we also use the Alton Telegraph, the Riverbender, and of course our Facebook page, which is harmonsbluegrass.com is our website.
Okay.
And then of course Facebook page, they can find us as well.
Well, any last words that you want to share with the listeners?
Not anything other than just how happy I am to be here with you today, Chris, getting to do this.
Well, I'm happy to have you. Well, you take care. Have a great day and, you know, find something to do out there.
I'm going to go find something to do today when I leave here.
Okay. Take care.
All right.